Simon Aleph Beis Sif Memches. So the Mechaber says that the batim, you know, have to be made out of leather, out of a kosher animal. The im tzipa batim bezahav of or behema tmeya psulim. So it's made out of a non-kosher animal, or if you want to beautify it, so that makes a puzzle. You can't put zahav on it. Okay, memtes. So you have to sew the tefillin. That's chaval. I didn't bring those tefillin this time. But basically, they're open like this, and you close them, and you sew them into a perfect square. How do you sew them? You use cotton threads. You use this and that. No, you use giddin. Giddin are from the actual animal, and they have to come from a kosher animal. If it's totally from a giddin shore, that's our minhag. We use from an ox, from a cow. The ein lignas begidin she'eino Yehudi mishum dechayshinan shema shel behema tmeahem. So if you don't have hashkacha, so who knows what type of gid you have? A few years ago, there was a scandal that they were having gidin that weren't really, you know, gidin. I don't know if it was maybe tmeah or it was synthetic, but it wasn't the real deal. So you have to have hashkacha on it to make sure that that it's from the proper source, and also. We'll see in a second. There's also a question if you have to do the shazira when you turn it into a you take the gid and then you kind of twist it. So that should that be on lishma? So that's on lishma. Certainly, you also need a Jew to do it. Makom she'en gidim tzuyin tofrim b'tali adrosh she'usin min ha'klaf ad she'izdam l'gidim. So this is getting back to your question, Yaakov, that the mechaber says that b'di'evet. So you could use other things. So the example brought is chutin that come from cloth. So it's also from the animal, it's just not from the gid, it's from the cloth. From the, you take the ore and you make strings out of it. But in the Mishabura here, he says that aim lit for the gid in or tov, excuse me. Yeah, the Mishabura is something like Gidanasha, that's something else. Yeah, it seems like it's Ma'akif. Meaning, you need either, you can't use thread, you could either use Gid or you could use another part of the animal, so the cloth. You know. I'm not sure how you make the cloth into a thread, I guess you cut it away. Okay. Nun yitzbor shalosh tefiros v'chol tzad. So if you close your eyes, you look at the tefillin. I'll try to have it in front of us. They're all drawn on the board. You have three tefiros on each side. The four is the perfect square, and you have three. One, two. This is, let's say, the ketzitza. We have the four batim of the shalosh. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. And these part of the chumash rosina is that tefiros are a square. Fine. So, what happens if the tefillos get ripped? We'll see that in the next sermon. But for now, yitpor shalosh tefillos bechol tzad v'chut hatefira yeh sovev mishtei ruchos v'yavir chut hatefira bein bayis u'bayis. So, if you look carefully at tefillin, it's usually hard to see. There's actually a string that goes between the batim and the shalosh. Called chut hatefira. Usually in our tefillin you can't really see it. There is like a chumrah people have to see the chut hatefira. The idea is you should, fundamentally they're four separate batim. So even though we put a little bit of glue because otherwise it's going to come apart, but on an ideal level, you know, the Vilna Gaon was very machmir that they should actually have a small, tiny space, like a space of a hair between each of the batim. So if a chut, that's a raya that you have space. So anyway, what they do today in most places of the chut hatefira, they just kind of drill a hole in the bottom of the bias, like right where it meets the tetura, and they put the chut through there. It doesn't really help so much because it doesn't mean the bias is separated. It just means they drill a tunnel, like a hole in the bias. Anyway, lemaisa, this is in the chut hatefira. It's on the akev. If you don't have it. V'yavir chut hatefira bein kol bayis bayis. Okay, we're going to see in the next sermon that if some of the tefiros fell off or caught it, you didn't do it, as long as you have 10, you're okay, you don't need all 12. The Yishvi Shomer should be as fierce, Elo Bechut Echad, you should try to use one gear to tie all these Yudbe's tefillahs. Yagdim Suzak Omar Vartav, Yasek Kesher Kimin Dalid, Bishal Rosh, Kimin Yud, Shal Yad, Hashim Ozir Shakai, Yimashin Shal Rosh. So there's the one of Hashem's name is Shah Kai, Shin Dalid Yud. So the Shin is on the Shal Rosh. The back of the Shal Rosh, the Kesher, is a Dalid. And on the Shal Yad is a Yud. So this is a lot of discussion about this type of Kesher. There are really two different types of Ksharim that are. Looks like a dalit. It's supposed to be a dalit. The other is what's known as the double dalit, which kind of looks like a square, essentially. So they're different minhagim. Everybody should follow their minhag. There is a question: what's the best minhag? If you don't have a minhag, is one better than the other? So the major thought that the dalit is the main minhag. You know, the Rambam actually sounds a little bit like it looks like a square. But anyway, there are different approaches to this. At the end of the day, I think the minhag is to follow your minhag, and we assume elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim. Yeah.
Is it supposed to look like a square or more like a diamond? If it's mine looks like a diamond, that means it's off, and I'm gonna fix it. Like it's kind of like that.
There are two dalits, right?
It's supposed to be two dalits. It's not like a box.
It's like a diamond. I think it's just because it's tilted. Yeah.
Problem?
No matter which direction
it's facing.
I don't think it's the problem.
Four
corners. Yeah, I think it's fine. Say it again? Chabad is right. Into what? The square?
The box.
Yeah, the people who daven is often have that. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah Reish on the Gimel, he says it's better to make a dalet. But people pointed out that the source that he's quoting from Tiferes Aryeh is actually talking about a different type of kesher, kesher mekubalim, which actually kind of looks like a donut, and that's what he's against. But a double dalet, he's okay with. Fine. The Mishnah Berurah also says that some say if you don't have the Yud, it's Ma'akev. So you should recreate Shema again if you don't have the Yud. And the Chachil, we try to do this in a specific order, the Rama writes. Ben Hagin, what do we have here? Ben Hagin, Lahavir, Or, Shal Bayis, Al Yad, Lerocha, Vazrov, Yer, Roch, Bok, Rocha, Bayis, Al Yasek, Sharim, Elo, Akashas, Shin, Shvit, Filim. First make the Shin, Akhiyasa, Dalet, Vachach, Yud, Kaseder Osius, but it's not Ma'akev. Because, you know, if you switch, let's say, your Ritzua of your Shal Rosh, you don't have to then make your Shal Yad again. So it's not really a dinah kasidra, and that's just the minhag mechatchila, that's what I try to do. Okay. Just a second. Or alabais, they have a rubber, like little box they put on it. We don't usually use or, but that's an idea for protecting the shalyad, just because it's, you know, close to your body and it could get damaged.
Can you put something in the inside of that to make it not fall?
Inside of the
plastic box.
Yeah, sure. If it's too big, you put a little tape in the inside or a little something.
My roommate's from one of from my dad's friends put a piece of tinfoil.
Styrofoam?
Styrofoam.
Yeah.
Said
it'll
never fall off.
Okay. Okay. Seder. Okay. So moving on to Siman Lamed Gimel. Some of these, halachas are about how people make matim. We'll try to learn them, quickly. In his kalkul or shall stay batim, so we mentioned before that the Bayis Shel Rosh has four separate compartments. And the tefillin I brought in the last time, the reason I got them is because there was a problem with them. The tefillin factory doesn't give it stam. There was a hole between the batim. There were two holes. Between, let's say, the first, second, and third, there was a hole over here, and a hole over here, So this is Zeken Eged Zes. That makes the bias possible. They have to be four separate compartments if there's a hole in the leather. Sometimes it happens, Tokadei, the construction of the tefillin, so it makes it possible. So the Chavar says, in this kakel or shall stay batim in bate harosh ze itil ze. That's the example I brought here. One against the other. A hole on this side, a hole on this side. So then, the tefillin im yishanim psulim im chadashim ksherim. So the Chavar actually makes a distinction between if they're new or they're old. But the Ramah, a little later on, says, yesh l'hachmei lifsol b'shneim. So he doesn't make that distinction, because sometimes he's the opposite. So this is an issue when people make batin, they have to make sure that toch kadei, you know, when you buy tefillin, some things you can see. You can look at the ksav, you can see the ksav. The bayis, you can see the outside. But how, what's going on in the inside, you don't usually see. You have to be a mumcha to see. So you have to trust them. If there's a little tiny hole, it could be a puzzle. If there are too many, and if there are three holes, one, two, three, then it's a little puzzle. Two holes, second egg and it's possible. So, according to the Ramah. So that's why you have to have a certain amount of trust. They also have ashkacha sometimes. Not every place has ashkachas, but usually the people in the business are trustworthy. And, the fans probably, but the people of the big companies, they know what they're doing. They don't want to, they don't want to ruin their business. In any case, and there's lots of interesting discussions. If it's a tiny hole, is that also a problem? Only a big hole, like a nikra, maybe just a hole. Can you stuff it up with glue or whatever? That's part of the tefillin. You can go buy tefillin for 4,000 shekel, $1,000, or $400. Meaning that there are lots of ranges, and the different ranges of tefillin are connected to various shitas, how many shitas are choshish for. And one issue is, let's say, are there holes? It's filling that are mahadrin, let's say, won't have any holes. And the regular choshish filling have one hole, or two holes, but not connected ze, whatever, different types of things. And people who are familiar with these things, are able to discern. Other people aren't able to discern. Again, I hope that they only sell tefillin that are kosher, or at least kosher b'dievet. There's big issues halacha l'maisa. You didn't tell them it was kosher b'dievet. You told them they're kosher. Is that a mechach tos? The guy comes in, he doesn't look particularly... we don't know a person's Yerush Shemayim. It's all in their heart, their mind. But sometimes the way people dress, you can, tell how makbid they are in general about every other area of. So do you have to give them the most expensive pair? No, certainly not. He doesn't want to be the most expensive pair, but should you give him a kashul chatchila? Can you give him b'dievet and not tell him? The pashtus is you should tell a person. How you phrase it, it makes a difference. You don't have to tell them that it's. You can tell them. These cards fill in that are certainly kosher according to the base standard. According to the, you don't say it's b'dievet. But they're not. What we call the lechatchila. Which was right mahadrin, whatever. And there's a whole discussion in poskim what is called mahadrin. Which chumras are so accepted that if they don't put those chumras in, it's not mahadrin. It's not even lechatchila, because the chumras are so basic, it's not lechatchila to be makar for them. And that's a question of society and times, and the tefillin we have today are much more kosher than they ever were in history. We just have the machinery available to us to make modern tefillin. So it is a wonderful thing.
You have a son that's bar mitzvah?
Yes.
Did you ask all these questions?
I asked some of the questions. I didn't ask all the questions, but I went to somebody I trust. Yeah, it's important to go to somebody you trust. But my son's tefillin are definitely more mohudra than mine are. I felt a little weird about it because he's a bar mitzvah boy. But at the same time, it's tefillin for life. Mit Hashem, every parent wants their child to grow and to develop and to be a bigger talmid chacham they are, and that's my aspiration for my son as well. So it's true that right now he's a 13-year-old boy, but it's an investment. So hopefully you buy tefillin once in your life. It's not something you want to have to buy again. So if it's a little more expensive, it's a worthwhile investment. Again, they sell chumras that are not really chumras. They'll sell chumras that people think are chumras, but al pidin there's no hider in them, or they're very, it's very marginal, very very and a more obvious that they're hidden. I don't say necessary, but they're more mainstream, let's say. I don't know. Anyway, okay. It's always important that even from Had there, that you shouldn't, chas v'shalom, look down on people who aren't. Mikra din, our tefillin are much more, even the b'dievet tefillin are more mahudr than we hold. Okay, fine. Beis. Again, I didn't read the whole thing. Basically, the Chabad distinguishes between the Chadashim and Yishanim, and according to the Chabad, this question of a Kera is only problematic in Yishanim, but not in Chadashim. And then he defines what is Chadashim, what is Yishanim. The Ramah makes this basically obsolete because he says Yishanim and Machmir are both in Chadashim and Yishanim, so anytime you have three crime or two crimes that can make it there, the tefillin already puzzle. Again, even though I say apostle, it could be you should still put them on the bracha, it's the only thing you have. Is that true? I'm not sure if that's true. Maybe it's not true. I'm not sure about that. Okay. Anyway, fine. If nisak tfiras at tfilin, la ram hayushte tfiras evitzat zeh, so you have 12 tfiras over here in the picture. So if two of them got ripped, this one and this one got ripped, so then the tfilin for the Rambam are already puzzled because they're next to each other. Or shalosh tefilas afilu zu shelo kenegedzu. What if there are three tefilas, one over here, one over here, one over here, lo kenegedzu, but there are three out of the 12 are ripped, the tefillin already possible. Here too, the distinction is made between the yeshanos and the chadashos. Vedvei morim yeshanim, old tefillin over chadashim, kol zman she or moshe papatim chayim ksherim, el chadashim kol she oksen miktas or she nikr Tifra, talking about tefillin v'chazak v'ino nifsak, which I think is always the case. You can hold part of it; it's not going to, you know, fall apart. V'ain ra'i litlos bo ela v'nifsak ari yishanos. V'shalim v'chadashos psulim yishanim ksherim v'tav v'hachos shalshei svaros kein nirali. So again, the Ramah says we're not really sure about this chadashim and yishanim business. So we're machmer. So we try to make sure that none of our tefillos are ripped. If two are ripped next to each other, you can put it on, and even say a bracha. Shubra says that if two are ripped, you can say a bracha. I'm not sure exactly why. But if three, you shouldn't say a bracha. You should still put it on. You shouldn't say a bracha. The Shubra says, Shar poskim pligi ale yibes. And it says two spheres are fine. So if two spheres are ripped, you can say, even say a bracha against the Muhammad, against the Rambam. But if it's three, you should put it on without a bracha. Okay, it's very rare that the tefiras get ripped. I'm saying what they do is in the tefillin, so the tefiras are like outside. Like, it could happen. I'm saying, but it's very rare. Okay, it's actually interesting because if it does happen, you might not notice it because since it's in the charetz, it might, you know, the gid is kind of like stuck there, so you don't see it moving. And once upon a time, in the dakos, there's no charetz. It's just on top of the leather. So if it rips, you right away see it. Today, if it would rip, it probably wouldn't be so noticeable, but it's very rare that such a thing would happen. Okay. Gimel, more lemaisa. Gimel. Or ritzus sakshiyem, or behema chayva of torin. The ritzus have to be from a kosher animal. The sakshiyem uba, the shmoy have to prepare the leather, the shame, kedushas tefillin. That's why you need heksher on ritzus. Ritzus bin or bin miklaf ksheros, they could be from the cloth or from the ore. Lachal mishmasina shi ritzus shchoros. So lachal mishmasina, they have to be black on the outside. Well, mitzad pnim yasim ezet sevesh yirtzeh, they don't have to be black on the inside. In fact, when I was growing up, almost all the ritzus were white on the inside, or, you know, like color, like natural color on the inside. Today, it's very common that the ritzus are dyed through and through, and they're black on the inside as well. The Rambam actually holds that that's a requirement that the tefillin should be black on the inside. It's interesting, nobody was choshish for that. I'm not sure if today they do it because of the Rambam or they're doing it just because this way, if the paint falls off, scratches off, it's still black, you know, through and through. But either way, that's accepted minhag. Today I don't know minhag, but it's pretty common that the ritzuos that they sell, you know, the last 10 years or so are black and black. You could get, you know, black and white, but it's more rare. Anyway, if the inside is any color, it's okay, except for red. Okay. Now, what does it mean that they're black? So, Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's very common, I think we discussed this in the past, but just to mention it again, that often when the ritzus get old, so they start cracking and the paint starts fading and coming off, so you could have a ritzus look like this. And you'll have like a couple of dots that are white, or like a line somewhere. Is that a problem? So, the chatchili, you try to paint it. They sell markers like this, and you just say the shape of the tefillin, and you paint. If you paint it without saying Shemesh Tefillin, you should say the Shemesh Tefillin and paint it again on top. That's Pashas to be solved the problem. Even if it's Pashas, is anyway to Kavanah, because you're doing it too. What are you doing? You're not painting stone. But okay, Yos Tov, it's better to do it again. But not everybody knows that, and sometimes people don't have a marker. It looks black because all you don't have to start inspecting every single color. That seems to be accepted halacha. Sometimes at the very end, it gets like where you wrap the shalyad, it gets a little worn out. So fundamentally, you can probably cut off that piece, and that would be and put in a geniza. Yeah.
You cut that with. Anything? Metal
something you need.
Some, that. Some people try to
find I don't think you'd be able to be successful if you don't use metal scissors.
What?
You need metal scissors.
Right.
There's nothing you can do otherwise. There's such a minhag by the tzitzis, davar shemekatzer, you know, but by tefillin, I don't think it's possible to do anything else. Okay. And, I mean, they actually sell now knives that are really made out of porcelain. You ever see them? Interesting. Somebody asked me a tefillah kelim shayla about it. You know, it's a knife made out of porcelain. So anyway, lemaisa, maybe you could use a porcelain knife. I don't know, but most people have metal knives, metal scissors. Okay. The Seder.
Can I ask about the geniza?
Yeah, that's called geniza because it's tashmish kedusha. I mean, somebody actually, I'm sure Nashir asked me this. Somebody asked me about like the rubber band around the yud. Was somebody here? No. So I made a mistake. I thought that there's a question. How do you look at the parashas of the tefillin or kedusha? What do you look at? Are the tefillin themselves kedusha? So some, there is such a day that only the tefillin shall rosh is kedusha because that has a shin. Tefillin shall yad, it's just the leather. But we don't assume that way. We assume that even tefillin shall yad has kedusha. So that's why anything that touches it has to go geniza. So for example, you're a little piece of
styrofoam
that's stuck in your kadosh. If you want to, change it, I don't know, you have to put it in geniza. So part of the rubber band that you use to keep the shiur on
it's
the...
something that's like attached to it, or something that touches it? Like
Touches it.
So my shirt that goes over my...
No, your shirt is you're not. Yeah, your shirt is not there al tashmish. Your shirt is there, that's your shirt. It's not being mishamish. It's like, you know, on the bima, there's a little piece of sheet of... plastic. Right? Actually, yeah. Downstairs now they switched it. There's like a thick, you know, lucite.
Yeah.
That's tashmish kedusha. When they want to get a new one, they have to take that one and put it in geniza because it's there to protect the Sefer Torah. But anything below it is not. Anything touching it, touching the kedusha. So the tefillin also has kedusha. The ritzuas have kedusha also. The shuas have to be nigdas, as far as I know. Okay. Fine. Now it's actually interesting, just as a side note, like what areas of halacha do you say you look with a magnifying glass? You know, you ask a Rav Ashayla with a Mara Nida, like an aide. So he'll take off his glasses, start looking. Is it red? Is it not red? He doesn't just look at it like, you know, from a foot away and paskin. By an esrog, you know, the ikar din is you should look from a foot away. You shouldn't be like, you know, again, if it's a kind of chaser, maybe you can look closer. But like, what's considered hadar or not hadar? You know, so here too, like by tefillin, we say just look at it like regular ia. When do you say look at it? You know, with microscopic, and when do you say not? That's an interesting question. I don't have a clear answer for that, but it seems like there are different areas of halacha and we treat them differently. In any case. The ritzuas have to be black. We say the external part of the ritzuas has to be black. There is a question, what about the sides of the ritzuas? There's a sefer that all the sofrim learned to become certified called Keses HaSofer. It was written by the author of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, or of Godspeed. And he has a chiddush there. He says the tefillin ritzua straps have to be black, even on the sides. It's not the Minhag Olam, but that's his, shita. Today, that we have the tefillin that are straps that are black through and through, so then it's another advantage. Okay. I mentioned it before, the Be'er Halacha here has a discussion of the by the Ritzut. You say, like, it's after the Shear. It's my my strap is like, you know, a meter long. It only has to be, you know, till my finger. So maybe it wouldn't be a problem because it's past the shear. It's command lese. But he's not machria, so that's why it's a little hard for us to pass in the kula on that issue. Anyway, the Mechaber continues, Soshiashkim is Sol Lishman but in Loin Yehudi. The Mechaber just says it's good to make it Sol Lishman. But the Ramah says, V'dievet kosher im hishkor rabatim aval ritzuas afil v'dievet pasul. Even v'dievet, the ritzuas have to be done al yidei Yisrael Lishma. So for Sephardim, we're a little more meiko. Let's say the Shari had before, where, you know, Sephardi paid his ritzuas. He didn't think about it so much. He didn't say the Shem Kedushas Tefillin, so l'chari you can be meiko. But for Ashkenazi, you tell him to do it again, the Shem Kedushas Tefillin. Hey, im nivsakar ritzuas yesh matim litpor mitzar pnim. So, there's halacha that the ritzua has to be shalem, if you will, and if it ripped, so then it's not kshartam. Kshartam, you need a kshiratama. So it doesn't happen so much times. The artist has a pretty good quality. Again, usually you just switch it. Could you use a gid to somehow tie it? So the part that you actually need for the shalrosh is the part that's on your head, that's tying it, and shalyad, you need the whole thing, one, you don't have to do seven krichas, one kricha till your fingers. So that part really should not have any akshira. If it were ripped, you should just replace it. But if it's further on, it's not a problem. You can sew it. Even if it's higher up on the arm or by the kshir of the rosh, you can use a tefillin straps that were sewn together. Again, ideally with a gid. Again, it's not really the maisa, so we're just going to summarize it very briefly. Okay. Let's move on to Lam Dalet, more halachah ma'aseh. Say halachas tefilatim l'Rashi v'Ram kadesh mismol haminiach v'vayis achitzon v'achrof kiviyacha v'vayis sheini u'shma v'vayis shlishi v'shavua v'vayis revi. So there are four batim in Shalrosh, the four parshios, and according to Rashi and the Rambam, you start with kadesh on the left side of the miniach or the right side of the person looking, and you continue kadesh v'kiviyacha u'shma v'shavua. According to Rabbi Tam, though, b'vayis ha'shlishi v'shma, or b'vayis ha'rvi, shuhu chitzon shma. V'neg olam k'rashi v'rama. So there's a debate in the Rishonim, actually 4 days, not just 2 days, because there's a question what side you start on. I mentioned you start on small haminiach. You start on the left side of the person, his left side is shma, or for your vantage point, it's the right side, right? Meaning, this is my left. So for, right, it's your right arm, right? So there is a question about the Seder of the Parshias. There's also a question where you start, on the right or the left. So there are four opinions. You follow what I'm saying? The mainstream opinion is Rashi, that you start on the left side of the Miniach, and the Seder is Keseder HaTorah. And Rabbi Tam argues about the Seder. He agrees you start on that side. He just thinks the Seder is different. There's a Ravid, and there's the Shemush Rabba, and one of them agrees with the Rebbe Tam. I think the Rebbe agrees with the Rebbe Tam. He just thinks you start on the other side. And the Shemush Rabba agrees with Rashi. He just thinks you start on the other side. He agrees with Rashi in terms of the Seder of Parshias. He just thinks you start on the other side. Right, is it right to left? Is it left to right? So again, you can. This is why the Vilna Gaon said that if you're wearing Rebbe Tam Tefillin, you should wear 16 layers of Tefillin. There's a whole discussion, what exactly the Girsa is. Gaon did not wear Rebbe Tam Tefillin. It's very accepted in the Sephardi world and in the Hasidic world to wear Rebbe Tam Tefillin. We'll see what the Mechaber says in a second. But we have a debate here between Rashi and versus Rebbe Tam in terms of the Seder. And the halacha, the Mechaber says, minhag olam k'rashi, it seems like the ikra halacha. People, when they say a bracha on the Rashi Tam. Even people who wear Rebbe Tam, they don't say a bracha. In fact, people try first to put on the Rashi, and Rebbe Tam you put on later, ideally. If you can't, you can't. But then the Mechaber says, Yer Shemaim Yesei Deshnei, and the Mechaber recommends, saying that a Yer Shemaim should wear Rebbe Tam Tefillin. And Ritzuos ba'alma. So here you have a problem with Baal Tosif. Potential problem with Baal Tosif. If you do, if you're wearing Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, and so maybe it's not really tefillin, or one of them is not tefillin, right? One of them is not tefillin. So are you, is it Baal Tosif? So that's a big question of how Baal Tosif works. Does it have to be connected to
that? Is it one of them or is it just one?
So that's a good point. The Kubalim think they're both true. They're both kosher.
So like Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, one of them never put on tefillin.
Look, it's a good question. It's an interesting philosophical question. What did it do before Rashi's time? So they actually found tefillin from, like, you know, Bar Kokhba, and like they actually found both Masoras, so which is pretty cool. So
you know, that's like, I guess it's obviously it's not looked down in like Gemara and the Gemara.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how far the Masoras go back. I know the Mekubalim think they're both kosher. Actually, the Mekubalim, I'm sure if you see like the small little tefillin, they wear both at the same time. Yeah. The Machar actually speaks about that in the Sif. And then the question becomes, how can we wear both at the same time if you think they're both kosher? Then it really should be Baal Tosif. If you say, one is kosher, one is pasul, so then you say, okay, one is kosher, one is pasul, and then I have a Tanai. The one that's kosher is the same mitzvah. The one that's pasul, it's tamala hanacha. It's not the same mitzvah. If they're both kosher, again, I don't know how they figure it out. They're Kubalim who think it's good to wear both at the same time. They make special tefillin for them. It's very hard to make a tefillin. You have to be very careful.
Do they make a bracha on the side one?
No, they make a bracha on one, only they, well, they put them both on the same time. But
they're tiny.
The Machaber talks about it. Let's see.
There's a Rabbi Machon Lev that does it.
Yeah, it's pretty makubal. In the people who fought, the different traditions in the Sephardi world, the Sephardim who are more into Kabbalah, it's like the Ben Ishchai Sephardim from Baghdad, they usually were Moroccans also. The Sephardim, like a Rav Avadia Sephardim, they don't do that. The Rav Avadia Sephardim are much more... I don't know exactly, it's fine, but it was a different style. I dive in, sometimes when I have a masikin, right next to my house there's a masikin minion. It's like Pashur Asfari Balabatin, like, you know, cab drivers and like carpenters, they all wear Rabbeinu Tam. It's like, you know, it's very cool, like, hey, you're a Shemayim, wear it Rabbeinu Tam. You know? Anyway, V'im Eina Yodei L'chavin Hamokom L'aniach Shneim Yachad Yaniach Kedivir Yachad. If the tiller are too big, they put on first Rashi, and then after, you put on Rabbeinu Tam. There's a discussion when you should do it. When should you make that switch? So many have the custom to do during Chazaras HaShatz. Poskim aren't so excited about it because, you know, you're being off Chazaras HaShatz and you're limiting your Rashi. You know, so some people like, they want to do it that way because they want to say Uval Tzion with the Rabbeinu Tam. I don't know. By the Litvish, the people wearing the Rabbeinu Tam usually do it after davening. So we don't take away from the Rashi. That's the Ikar Mitzvah. And after davening, you put on Rabbeinu Tam. That's, I think, what Rav Miller does. So he wears Rabbeinu Tam, so on.
Today, Monday and Thursday, he puts it on in the middle of the Kriyas HaTorah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why. I didn't really push mine, but
I'm not sure.
But he said, I agree with you, and you can switch after the Kriyas HaTorah.
Uh-huh.
It's a big mistake to do in the middle of
Kriyas HaTorah.
Also, because you're not supposed to talk in between.
Right, you have to say Amen. You're not supposed to talk between. Even if you say a bracha, you're not supposed to talk between them. So you have to say Amen. Unless you do it really quickly, but it's very, the chaz is very slow, but that's very rare. Well, you're saying modin, no? Anyway, exactly. Lo yuchal aniach vas achas yaniach shel Rashi vivarech aleim yuchal shalom v'shas kriyas shalom tefilah achar tefilah yaniach shel tam achar tefilah. That's lashon lachaver. So you repeat Kriyat Shema, that's the minhag, to repeat Kriyat Shema with those, because you don't want to be made in your sheker. So if these are the real tefillin, you should, you know, wear them for the Kriyat Shema. So what's a little confusing in the Mechaber is that the Mechaber in Sif Beis starts off that a Yir HaShemayim is a Shemayim. Sounds like it's a recommendation for a Yir HaShemayim. If you look at Sif Gimel, though, for Lo Yaseh Ken Elam Yishem Muchsav Mufursam HaChasidus, you should only do it if you're, you know, Muchsav HaChasidus. So, like, it's just a little confusing. So, the truth is that the minhag in the Hasidic Welt was only to wear a Rabbeinu Tam when you got married. Because, you know, when you got married, then they start calling you Rav, you know, and you have your Shemayim. In Chabad, this is a new thing. Chabad always wore a Rabbeinu Tam. They would... with the previous Rebbe, Zichron Levracha, had a thing. He wanted people to start wearing even by Bar Mitzvah. So today Chabad wears in the Bar Mitzvah. Most other Hasidim don't do that, and as far as I know. And Sephardim likewise. When they're married, they wear a Vayetam Tefillin. They say the Chafetz Chaim, when he got older, he started wearing a Vayetam Tefillin. He said, soon I'm going to meet Rabbeinu Tam. What am I going to say to him? So, and Rav Moshe Feinstein also, when he got older, apparently the Vavish Rebbe sent him a pair of Tefillin, or he asked him how he doesn't wear. He says, oh, I never had Mehudar Tefillin, you know, I want to do Mehudar. So he arranged to have Mehudar Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, and he started wearing Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. I don't know. The different approaches, like I said, the Graz Minag was not too, but many people have that Minag of wearing a Vayetam Tefillin. The Mechaber recommends it. Yerushamayim should do it. I once asked Rav Lichtenstein about it, and he said that he follows, you know, the Gra. He follows his father-in-law, the Rav, and he follows the Gra. And he said that on some level that your Mesorah is Rashi. So the minute you say, what about Vietnam? So you're on some level weakening Rashi, meaning if you wear two pairs, you're not wearing any pairs. It's not really true, you're wearing both pairs. But like in terms of what you appreciate, what you relate to the mitzvah, is it really like a suffix? You know, the problem everybody has, like, you know, people keep a day and a half. People can't stand it because, like, is the yontif is a chol? I can't live this way. So I think what he tried to say is that, like, the minute you wear two pairs, misafik, so then it weakens your connection. It doesn't have to. You could wear Rashi, and it's a chol will wear every time. Meaning, but again, I don't think anybody thinks that it's such a suffix. You can't say a bracha on Rashi. Everybody says a bracha on Rashi today, right? So I guess the people who wear two at the same time, they really have that issue more. That they kind of feel like manavshach. One of them is really not tefillin, you know.
Where's
Rav Miller get his mitzvah from? I don't know. He says Shulchan Aruch. I mean. I don't know if it's from Hashba from Chassidus, because he definitely, you know, is connected to that world, or you know, he's had other rebbeim. You know, he didn't just learn by the Rav. He learned, you know, you can ask him. I mean, you can ask him. I never asked him. But you know, certainly the classic Litvish, Lichtenstein was part of the Litvish. You know, in the classic Litvish world, they don't do it. I read here in the Dinshur, Chaim Kanevsky wore. The Seipler apparently started wearing also. Chaim Kanevsky put on one time. He said, one time I wore it, if I meet Rabbeinu Tam, I'll tell him I wore it. So.
That also doesn't matter.
Then what?
So you should at least wear it once in your life.
You couldn't be kakaf to
lamach.
Okay. Once I was walking in the street, so, you know, put tefillin on people. So, I nachti, if I'm Rabbeinu Tam, I'll do nachti. So I said, he'll does Rashi. He doesn't have, I guess he brought the Rashi with him. I wasn't really serious. I just, you know, was joking around. Anyway,
it's not like
Chalas,
or like your whole
I don't know. It's a personal question. I Chalas is a mitzvah deraisa in the Kulei Alma. Here we're the kind of mitzvah of Rashi. Meaning, I don't feel like I'm missing out. You know, and also the Vilna Gaon, you know, for me, that means a lot. You know, for some in the Chassidish world, okay, the Vilna Gaon, that was his shita, and, you know, we follow the Bash, you know, which is also legitimate. I'm not, there are different stories. I'm mechabed other people's stories. I hope people are mechabed my stories, but I don't have
it's
which.
It's not
I tell you the truth, when I daven with these Sfardim and they all put on their tab, I feel like I'm a shaykhiz. so, like, but that's more of a social thing. That's not like I feel altslodus, I'm very comfortable. I just feel like, happen to be that my neighbor, you know, who's a taxi driver, wearing a Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. I don't. It feels like I'm a chalishas das. But I remember myself, you know, my Rebbe didn't wear, so it's all okay. But anyway,
the posting talk about is there like a time frame? You're supposed to have
one. Well, ideally, meaning the bracha, you have a hefsek, but they say that still you should try as much as you can to do it right after davening to somehow connect it. You know, I think we discussed this previously. Some people wear it for later in the day. If they can't, they'll wear it later, but ideally you should wear it right after davening.
Right.
Oh, is that right? But
he puts
it
on also.
He puts it on Shabbos too?
Manas also says that he has that Alpiyah, so Rashi
will be in time. It's funny, because here the Mishnah Berurah actually mentions people who wear tefillin all day. He says, if you wear tefillin all day, you should wear Rashi. I mean, it seems like the people who wear tefillin all day wear Rashi. So I don't know the Hayes Cheshbon is for the Mincha. If I was wearing tefillin for Mincha, I would wear Rashi, but I don't wear Rashi at all. So I'm Yiddish. But
Rashi says when he's wearing tefillin throughout the day, it's always Rashi.
Oh, he does wear Rashi. Okay, fine.
Okay. And then it says remain a dot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright.
Say it.
That's all I have. What's all I have? The diamond is.
Yep.
For a very long time.
Okay.
It's a raisin set.
Fine. Dalit. Leoniach Shnei Zugos, because Echad, we shouldn't put both in one kiss. Let's say I have a Rashi kiss. They got a pair of, they buy a Rabbeinu Tam. I got married, I buy a Rabbeinu Tam. I shouldn't stoop them into the same kiss. Why? Because one of them isn't, you know, the Rabbeinu Tam might be Chol, relatively speaking. You know, it's Miuchad for Tefillin. So if you buy them at the same time, but if you're Miachad the kiss for one, then you shouldn't put them in. Echad Uchol, the Osel Anichol. Kids, anyway, it's a good idea if you take them separate. It's very important that people have a time tefillin. They look different. They're a little bit smaller. They have a sticker on. You know, you should make sure they're different, because otherwise you have a matzah where you're going to be wearing the Rebbe Thomas Rashi and you're saying brach on it. That's not, you know, ideal. It's not appropriate. Okay. The Seder. There's also a discussion in the Mishnah Berurah here about switching the Ritzuos, that we hold like the Rashi tefillin are really like, you know, the Ifrit tefillin, so you can't take a Ritzua of Rashi and then put it on a tefillin of Rebbeinu Tam. Okay. So if you find Stam Ritzua, you can assume it's for Rashi. Okay. Moving on to the moment. Hey, Nog Vamini Hashitin Lichtov Shal Yad Sheva Shitin, the Klaf. The shalyad is seven lines because it's one tall cloth. There's more room in the shalyad because it's not like a separate bais. It's one bais. The kol parsha parsha. The shal rosh arba shidin. The shalyad rosh. You have to. There's less room because you have to like stick it into the small bais. One of the four small batim. So it's every parsha has four lines. The machine of the pasul tzal ma'akev. If you switched it. Okay. Lamed vav. Tzarech l'daktik k'sivus osis. This simon deals with how you write, how the sofer writes the klaf. We're obviously not going to discuss all the details. The mechaber of the Mishnah Berurah wrote a special kuntres called Mishnah Sofrim. You'll notice it's about like 15 pages long in your edition, where he essentially it's not that long, but it's a nice amount of it's a nice length, where he goes through every single os. And he discusses, you know, the exact surah of that oath. So if we have to learn the proper surah, and of course, you know, everybody has a different handwriting, and there's a little room for leeway. But at a certain point, it looks so different that it's already possible. So let's just see what the Mechaber says. And again, like I said, we're going to skip the Shabura. So after the doctor ksivas osya shalat tishtan et surah shum os. With the dame lacheris, it has to the aleph should look like a beis, the beis should look like a beis, should look like a gimel, etc. Again, those osios probably don't look like each other very often. But like a vav shouldn't look like a nun sofit, and a yud shouldn't look like a reish if it's a too big of a yud, or it shouldn't look like a vav, etc. The lachatchila yichtav v'chtiv a tam v'kavur v'tuar should have very accurate, complete handwriting. V'hu yadua itzal sofrim v'im shira v'tzura saksav in a posel. So b'di'evad, it's a posel. There are three types of ksav that are prevalent today. The first ksav is ksav Ashkenazim, and there's the ksav of Beis Yosef with a couple of differences in the tagin. And then there's what's known as velish, which is the ksav of Sfardim, which is not mentioned in the Rishonim, but it's kosher. We assume it's kosher. It's actually a little bit easier to write, and that's why the Sephardi Sofrim take less per hour, per product, because it's just less artistic. It's just easier to write. It's more like normal ksav. The Ashkenazi ksav is more artistic, and it just takes longer to write. Okay, the Sephardi Sefer Torah is significantly cheaper than Ashkenazi Sefer Torah. For that reason, just because it's just easier to write it. Another reason is that it used to be the Sfardim would take less per hour than Ashkenazim. That I think has changed. Baruch Hashem, we believe in equality. At the end of the day, the ksav is just easier to write, and therefore it does take less time, and therefore. Okay. The Zeder. So.
Can we just go back for a second?
Yeah.
Someone actually, not touch that the Q piece of the tefillin should have been on top, but the actual tefillin?
Yeah.
Well, actually, they wouldn't put them on.
Oh, so that's a great question. The post can break down. I think the Rambam breaks down. Ideally, you should have the kiss of the Rashi closer to the front of your tefillin bag in order that you should aim a vina al mitzvahs. But if, for whatever reason, the tefillin should have been there first, since the Rashi is the ikra halacha, you pass over it and you say bracha on Rashi, and then only later is you put on the vina.
Is it considered
being
ma'aver if you just touch the bag?
Yeah, lachara. You're really going over the bag. Yeah.
I see some people have like their towels bag in their tefillin, kind of like not in the same thing, so they like pick them up with fear.
So the towels bag should be closer to you than the tefillin bag when you. Yeah.
The Shari Tshuva says here someone who wears tefillin like mincha, and they in the middle of the story being a towel like mincha, they go and take the Rashi first.
Uh-huh.
And they are allowed to put it back and they should put the Rebbe Tam on. It's not Mishun Mavir.
Are you saying if you always wear Rebbe Tam at Mincha, so then you should put on. You can be Mavir. You're allowed to be Mavir. Yeah, you don't say Bracha. You don't say Bracha. No, you don't. We don't say Bracha on Rebbe Tam Tzvilin.
Oh, I remember
Tam.
I'm saying
if you put Rashi, then you would say Bracha. Yeah.
But
the point you're making, I think, it's a very important hara. You're saying that if you're not planning on doing that, so it's not maviri. Meaning, right. if by the morning you want to post Rashi and Rebbe Tam on, so then there's more of a shayla. But here, you don't want Rashi. Your minhag is, I'll be Kabbalah to wear Rebbe Tam for a mincha. Showing. So the Rashi is not, doesn't scare you because it's not, okay. Seder. Let's just finish. Chatkei Lichtov v'ktiv v'tam. Okay, base. Kol od v'il yos gudish ala alav shiv kemin yud v'nkudish v'chtev yud v'ashin v'ayin v'achri atzadi shiv nogin v'os. So letters have arms and legs, and the arms and legs have to touch for them to be whole. V'acha she'in nogas psulim. Chem v'shar osu yaskutz b'hei v'kuf. The only two letters that have two sections is a hei with the leg of the hei and the leg of the kuf shouldn't touch. If they touch, it's possible. Right? If the kuf touches the roof, it's possible. But the other letters, they have to touch. If here, it's not touching, Aleph here, it's not touching. So it's possible, right? There's a question if that's a problem with Shalom Kassidim. Maybe if it looks like an Aleph, maybe you can fill it in after. What are your problems with Shalom Kassidim? Either way, to be kosher, it has to be touching. All the parts of the letters have to be touching. That's part of the definition of Ksav, except for the hay and the kuf, which shouldn't touch. Second, the Taig Shan is God, says the din of Tagin, which are little crowns. On the letters shot nays got gates shin ayin tes nun tzadi gimel zayin gimel and tzadi the sofin nohagu the time goes here's a chair some of a minute for other letters v'im lo tiyeg afilu shen izgad it's not possible. So this is the sheet of the Rambam that the tagim arm ha'akev, there is a machlokas about this issue. There are days in Rishonim tagim arm ha'akev. But we pass in the Rama Akev, and in fact, most Sofrim don't actually even bother to do the tagging when they write the letters. Even though it's the Kesidron, they want to write the tefillin, and then after they fill it in, you sometimes even with a different type of quill, something that's like a finer, you know, because they have to be very small. So these are, again, the different sources about these things. But there's certainly a lot of details on how to write the letters. And somebody who wants to be a sofer has to go through this Mr. Sofrim of the Mechaber, or the Mechaber Mishabura here. He discusses not only the Surahs, but also many of the dinim of Shul Kassidra and Choktochos and all the halachas that are relevant. And he goes through letter by letter. You can see here the next few pages. And then, you know, the fancy Mishabura is the more, the Dirshu, etc. But let's, let's try the next sim if we can. If that's okay, we feel like another minute. We have a few more minutes, right? Or do you want to stop now? Okay. Let's plenate try to do this. Gadol Schar Mitzvah Tefillin V'Chol Mi She'Eino Menicham Hu B'Chal Poshri Yisrael B'Gufa. Wearing tefillin is a very important mitzvah. If you don't wear tefillin, you're considered Poshri Yisrael B'Gufan. Right, Lamed Zayin Aleph. There's a machlokas what that means. If you never wore tefillin your whole life, I think Chabad tries to get people to wear tefillin. You wear tefillin once, so the gufan. The Rav, I think, explained that's why there's a second bracha for Ashkenazi. We say second bracha because the bracha is not on the mitzvah, but it's on the fact that we're now not Pasha Yisrael. That would assume that every day there's new chalos. So you're no longer Pasha Yisrael. It's a chalos of the kachafta, the manach tefillin, as opposed to the kachafta, the lomach. Okay, base. Mitzvahs on Leos of Kol Yom. I feel if they should speak, have a patient to Guvnaki, well, Yafiach Behem, Vishalon Yafiach Nadu Behem. So, Minatari short film all day, but you have to have a Guvnaki. You can't have Hesachadas. Vein Kol Adam Yochal Izar, Behem, many people tend to be Mahatrid. Nagashlo Nichan Kol Yom. The Minag is not to wear them all day. We call Makom, Sarek Adam Lizar Behem, Leos Allah Vishas Kriyashma Tfila. So, you should wear tefillin for Kriyashma and Tfila. Kriyashma, you don't want to have Eder Sheker. And tefillah also, we discussed previously that there are, you know, different sorrows about this. Should you try to wear tefillin more? Should you not try to wear tefillin more? Different, the Groh is very into wearing tefillin all day. He thought you should make small tefillin, try to do as much as you can. Other people feel that it's not appropriate, that our minhag is not to wear tefillin except for during, davening. And
do it. Sure.
Okay, most people who are even Litvish people don't follow all of Minhagi Agra. Meaning, you might say, okay, I'm not going to remain a Tam, the Gra. I'm not going to fill all day. He's a Sira, Kule, Veshava, and Kule, Vesimel. Okay, there are different approaches. The fact is that this Minhagi Agra didn't catch on. The Minhagi Agra of not wearing a Remain a Tam fill, and it was caught on. Meaning, the Minhagi of wearing fill all day did not catch on. You know,
Stark Gronik's like still wearing.
In the old city, there's a yeshiva of Groniks, and they wear all day. Yeah. But that's like a very new phenomenon. Meaning, in Volozhin, so I think Rav Kook wore tefillin all day. And see if it's only let Rav Kook wear. He was like, the tefillin weren't allowed. You know, but there are different approaches. Again, I'm not here to judge. Everybody has to do what makes them, you know, feel connected to Hashem Baruch Hu. You always have to be aware there is an issue of Yura, but it can go both ways. Meaning, you know, if you want to do a mitzvah, you're not going to say not do a mitzvah because of Yura, but like, you have to know your motives. Only Hashem Baruch Hu knows, and you know, everybody is different, you know. But also, Guvnaki is very subjective. Some people are letting out gas left and right, you know, and it wouldn't be appropriate, you know, wearing tefillin with not Guvnaki, or even Doraisa. Some say it's Doraisa. It's a bazillion for the Kedusha's tefillin. So you have to be, other people don't have those issues, you know. Everybody's different. Okay, Gimel, just to finish. Katan Yodea Lishmur Tefillah V'tara Lo'ishan V'lo Yafiach Behen Chayav. Especially, there's a chiyuv of chinuch, like any mitzvah. Here, the minhag is not to get the katan tefillin until he's bar mitzvah. So the Rama says our minhag is not to get tefillin. You know, minhag I think today is like a month before, 3 months before. Everybody has a different minhagim. The kid has to get used to doing the mitzvah. He has to know how to do it, but. It's generally not accepted to buy tefillin for younger kids because, like I said, it's a mitzvah that requires kufnaki and shmira, and the assumption is that the kids don't always have that awareness and ability. okay, shkoach.